Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show.
How do we know it's not recorded?
Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one show. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Yay! Personal revelations of my life's insanities. I know, I'm the only person in Christianity that has life insanities. That's why we call it spoonanity. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Why not? Well, we're kind of cheap. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? What a great question. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back a lot sooner than you think. I got a message for you. He's certainly coming back sooner than you think he was yesterday. It's certainly 24 hours closer, isn't it? Yeah. Asking life's questions about life's questions. We happen to have, once again, a daily double. A daily double. All right, question number one. What happens if someone loses a lost and found box? Where do they go to find it? That's question number one. Question number two, and here is the connector. Now, wait. No, Robo, this is different. The connector. What if the hokey pokey really is what it's all about? Let me tell you this sad story that came across the news just now. Larry LaPrize, author of The Hokey Pokey, dead at age 93. Sad news in the entertainment world. Larry LaPrize, who wrote the song and danced the classic Hokey Pokey, is dead at the age of 93. His funeral went off without anything but only one hitch. While they were transferring Larry into his coffin, they put his left leg in. And that's when the trouble began. Get it? Oh, that's so funny. All right, we're doing Bible trivia for cool, yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Did you hear? Wait! Nothing important. That is, I heard a good deal about a ring and a dark lord and something about the end of the world, but...
Okay. Well, we're doing that living life as a Christian thing. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Hey, man, wrong show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike McIntosh, and I want to reach out today to anyone who's living in bondage to drugs or alcohol. Hey, I understand where you're at. I started drinking at 15, and later on, I nearly lost my sanity and my family due to drugs. If it weren't for the grace and power of Jesus Christ, I most likely would have died. I want you to know that there really is hope. And one of the best places I know where you can find that hope is Calvary Ranch. No matter how far gone you are, how lost you are, how addicted you are, Calvary Ranch is a great place to get the help and support you need to be free of drugs and alcohol and be all that God would have you be.
Calvary Ranch, affordable, effective treatment for alcohol and drug addiction. To receive a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. That's 800-404-2258.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis, a knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain level while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Last night I took a walk after dark. I swing a place called Palisade Park. To see what I could see.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. And again, I'm using my big boy voice. I'm a Muppet, but of a different kind. What can I say? This segment brought to you by E. coli, pest, termite, and pest
waka,
control.
Waka, waka, waka.
That's a good way to start it. Waka, waka, waka. E. coli, termite, and pest control. Our very, very own Sue Freeze, a.k.a. the termite lady. Da, 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 da. Whose own son suffered chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to chemicals in the home, got involved in the business 30 years ago. You know what else is 30 years old? My son. So, you know, I sent him a birthday card. You know what the birthday card said? You got three decades down, seven to go. That's what I wrote. So here's the deal. 30 years in business for Sue and for E. coli. 30 years, man. E. coli uses microwave, electrogun, patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out, without the embarrassment of tenting. Still running to this day. What a special, man. She's being nice about this. $100 off any termite work if you call this month, or $50 off any initial pest control. You call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You can also go to ecolatermite.com to get some more information, get some things set up on their website. Again, 800-332-BUGS. Don't forget, Sue has her own show here on KPRZ on Saturdays at 4 p.m. So you're driving down the road, you're like, oh, I got to listen to something inspirational. Then you turn on KPRZ. Bam, there it is. That's how that works. See how that works? That's how it works. Okay, folks, what shall I tell you about the conclusion of my birthday and the beginning of my son's birthday? What can I possibly tell you that has any value or any merit? That's a good question. The first thing I can tell you is, as I'm looking out at the weather to give you a weather report, it's not super duper terrific, but it's not as bad as yesterday. Second, I would say traffic. What do you think? Traffic's not as bad. Yesterday I had to help Robo producer get home. That was kind
of
messy.
And the word of the day, Tijuana.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of messy. It was just kind of messy because of the weather, and everybody's like, blah.
Still better than last time for you, though.
Blah. Last time was really bad. It took me 2.5 hours there and back. So from now on, my participation in you going home would be me pulling down the little levers on the transporter.
Nice.
There you go. That's not dumb, you know? I've thought these things through, kind of. Here's what happened yesterday, my birthday. I want to tell you this experience because it's pertinent. Now, I'm not sure what pertinent is, even though it sounds like a shampoo and a conditioner. I don't know. It's one of those two in one. It's pertinent. It's shampoo and conditioner together.
Smart, smart, smart. Smart, 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 smart.
Thank you for that very much. So yesterday, I'm talking to a relative. Now, I'm not going to say which relative, because I have several various relatives, in-laws, the whole nine yards. I keep them all in different pockets so that they don't all shoot me at once. So I'm talking to a relative yesterday, and this particular relative holds the position, now watch this, both politically and spiritually, that kind of makes me want to throw up. So I'm not being dishonest. I mean, now, don't tell me that you don't have any relatives, unless you are in the Billy Graham family. You probably, unless you're Ann Graham Lutz, I mean, you probably have some relatives that you're like going, man, I wish they kind of thought about that differently or looked at things differently, whatever the case may be. And it's not likely that I'm ever going to reach certain elements of agreement because one of the reasons is because when somebody says to me, you know, this is what I listen to, what do you listen to? NPR. And then I respond, nauseating propaganda radio? That's what you listen to, NPR, and they don't think that's funny, then you know we're not going to hit it off right there on the conversation there, okay? So towards the end of the conversation, as we're discussing the fact that it's been 50-plus years that I've been alive, that the Lord has placed me on this earth to drive people nutty. And for most people, by the way, it's a short putt. It's not really a drive. Anyway, at the end of the conversation, I mentioned something that caught him off guard. And I will say that if you talk to your relatives and they don't have the same faith or same political mentality or anything, you often have to be on guard when you talk to them. Don't you find that if you're talking to an unbelieving relative or whatever, there's an unguardedness that you have versus if you're talking to other Christians and you kind of have a resting in the faithiness? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
I have a great relationship with my girlfriend, and she tends to lean a little bit more left than me.
Okay. So, this is, okay. But she's a Christian.
Yeah.
So you have no problem being able to share with her.
No.
Even if she has kind of a diverse point of view, whereas when you have a relative that doesn't have the same faith.
That can be difficult.
It's a lot more difficult. So that's what I was dealing with. So here's what I did. I did something different. I went out of the box, and I just told exactly what was happening. I told the relative that instead of praying daily for him, that he would change his political or spiritual positions, which is what most of us do all the time. We pray that the other people, that the other relatives would change and be like us, which I don't think is a brilliant strategy. I think it's a stupid strategy because I don't want anybody else to be like me. I want everybody to be like Jesus. So that's easy to figure out. So this is what I did. I mentioned this to him. I told him I wasn't praying for him to change his political or spiritual position. And let me say, I mentioned that to me, his political or spiritual position meant very little compared to my love for him. In other words, his position on things didn't matter compared to my love for him. And that I was praying for him every day. Listen to this. That he would have an encounter with God. And that the greatness of the Most High God would penetrate his heart with the love that God has for him, and that he would discover the genuineness of the Lord himself and not get caught up in the minutiae of the lack of understanding of the people that call on his name. And what I was basically saying is, I don't really care what your current political or spiritual positions are. I'm praying for you every day that God would have an encounter with you, or better yet, you would have an encounter with God. Because once a person has an encounter with the Lord, they're never the same. They are never the same. And so I said that. I just thought, you know, that's what I'm praying. I pray every day for this person, and I never pray, let them think like me spiritually. And then to think like me politically, are you kidding? I'm not in the left or right camp that way, so it doesn't really work. I pray, though, that they would have an encounter with God, and they'd be unable to escape that God has communicated his love, his mercy, and his grace, and that God would reach into their hearts, seize them, touch them, and let them never be the same. You want to know what his response to that was? Listen to this. His response to the fact that I wasn't praying that he would have my political point of view or my spiritual point of view, but that he would have an actual, genuine encounter with the Most High God, and that the Most High God would penetrate his heart with the love that God has for him. You know what his response to that was? This is what he said. And this just got me off guard. This is what he said. I don't know what to say to that. And so my response was, well, it doesn't matter what you say. I'm going to just keep praying this way for you. And apparently, without me knowing it, apparently, this approach to spiritual warfare may be a better approach than just arguing. Uh-oh. So this person was completely caught off guard, this relative, because I said, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to keep praying that you have an encounter with God. Their response, I don't know what to say to that. My response, doesn't matter. I'm just going to keep praying that you have this encounter with God. Apparently, this is a more effective communication than saying my points are right and your points are wrong. Who knew? Who knew that telling a person that you have a genuine care for them and a love for them and that you want them to have an encounter with God is more powerful than a good 5-point sermon? Who knew that? Because somebody should have told me 35 plus years ago. That would have been good to know. So I told this relative this, and you know what? I think that was more effective in 30 seconds than 15,000 hours of my arguments. And if God has an encounter with that person and touches that person, I guarantee you that encounter will be 15,000 times more powerful than 15,000 hours of my quote-unquote brilliance. You get the picture? We should be telling people, we're praying for you. We pray that the Lord would touch you, reach you, and that you and God would have a moment that you'd have to then respond to the Lord for eternity. Wow. How much more powerful is that than I'm right and you're wrong, and I'm taking my ball and I'm going home? There you go. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, oh, there's so much. There's DDDs, there's news, there's this, there's that. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ-sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street report. Not a whole lot of action today on Wall Street. Kind of a quiet day at the finish this afternoon. The Dow Jones average was down just about 25 points to 15,890 on the blue chips. The NASDAQ composite up 1 point at 4038, and the S&P down about 2 at 1793 in what turned out to be a mixed market of trading today on Wall Street. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own retirement plans in place, that is exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, inheritance planning, most importantly, retirement income planning. Call me to schedule your free consultation with me. The number to call, 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. Don't forget to ask me for a copy of my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. Call for your free visit with me, 800-727-PLAN.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no. She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record in 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram is the number one volume Jeep dealer in San Diego County. For the ultimate in fall fun, put yourself in a two- or four-door Jeep Wrangler today. Visit Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mission Valley or at MidwayJeep.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friends at Zero Res and Brian Holland. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water. Got to come up with a superhero that involves empowered water. Got to figure that out. They use empowered water that's trademarked. Instead of chemicals, it leaves the carpet soft, smelling fresh. It dries quickly. It's safe for pets, kids, and allergy users. Here's the big deal. Okay, Zero Res techs are awesome. That's cool. And for $99, they will do two rooms. Plus, if you make a donation, a can of food to a local food bank, they'll give you an additional 10 feet of hallway, no charge. And they'll give you the 30-day you-gotta-love-it guarantee. 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. You can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. The big key about Zero Res is the station, KCBQ, KPRZ, myself, we use Zero Res. They're the people that we use for our place. That's what you got to know. 858-486-4100. Say hello to Brian. Perhaps if you're one of the first 10 people, you get a lollipop. Maybe. No guarantees. Okay. We only got a short time in this segment, so let's go right to our special music. Can we get that special music going for R&B?
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, on today's Facebook post, this is what I posted. Ready? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
David, I was born ready.
You were? I was born 3 weeks late. I still feel like I'm late. How come I always feel like I'm 3 weeks behind?
No, I was born. My name was ready. I changed it.
Oh, hey, that's a good one. I like that one. Here's what I put. Facebook post. I am making a way in the wilderness. This is the Lord speaking in Isaiah. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Listen to that passage from Isaiah. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So here was the Facebook post, and here's the question that accompanied, or the comments that accompanied the Facebook post that I made earlier today. I said this: God, he makes a way when there is no way, and he brings water to the dry places. So here's the whole point of that Facebook post, all right? Sometimes we're walking in the Christian walk, and it feels like we're walking in a wilderness. It feels like we're in a desert trying to find our way, and we seem kind of lost, kind of wandering. The children of Israel wandered for years in the desert. There's a sense of wandering that you're wondering, am I ever going to come out of this process? Am I going to get through this element? Am I going to get through this time of trial and struggle? Am I going to get through this? Here's the response. The Lord even says in his word, a promise that we can hold dear in our heart. I am making a way in the wilderness. When there seems to be no way to get through, when there seems to be no chance of prevailing, where there seems to be no path, then and at that moment, the Lord, out of nowhere, it seems like, arrives and shows you a direction to go. This is the way, walk ye in it. And the Lord makes a way when there is no way. There doesn't seem like there's a path. It doesn't seem like there's an answer. It doesn't seem like you can get there. And here's the other part of that passage. It says, and streams in the wasteland. If you feel like in your life you're in a desert, if you feel like you're in a dry land and there's not enough water, there's not enough liquid to survive on, here's what the Lord says. He brings water to dry places. Oh, man. Have you ever gone through a Christian period in your life where it's a dry place, where you feel like nothing's happening? It's a wilderness experience. Not only have I gone through 10,000 dry places, but by the grace of God, I've seen 10,000 patches of water come into dry places. Not only have I gone through life where the wilderness just seems to be overwhelming and I can't find a way, but I've had that same secondary element take place where the Lord makes a way where there seems to be no way. In your life, in my life, when we're in the wilderness, take comfort that the Lord makes a way where there seems to be no way. And you know why he does it? One, because he's awesome. And two, because he loves us. Now, I can't think of anything better. You give me all the news all day long and tell me that that's better than hearing that the Lord is awesome and that he loves us. And that's why he makes a way where there is no way. I mean, this is just incredible. Right? Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, special guests in the studio, and lots of fun for everyone.
Speak the rhythm on your own.
Speak the rhythm all along.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
'Tis the season to shop and dine at Old Town's Fiesta Del Reyes. Spend $20 in the 19 boutique gift shops and get $5 off at any of their three restaurants, Barber Bar, Saloon, Casa Del Reyes, or the Cosmopolitan Restaurant. Find details at FiestaDelReyes.com.
Kevin Davis, and on the line with me, I've got my friend Tracy from Monte Vista Village. So many things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. Hi. This time of year, the residents of Monte Vista are gearing up for all the festivities of the holidays. And we have our first party of December on Tuesday the 3rd from 2 to 4. We'll be celebrating holiday tastes of the world. Remember when December meant baking those special cookies and delights you gave to your neighbors? Well, come and join us and regain that exciting feeling of the holidays and sample treats people from all around the world enjoy this time of year. If you haven't had a chance to visit us yet and see what I've been talking about all these months, this is a fun event to join in on. Remember the spirit of the holidays with us and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village. For reservations, please call us at 619-465-1331.
Once again, that number for Monte Vista Village is 619-465-1331, license number 374-600564.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. the new and improved Talking Bible, can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 1-800-572-8800. That's 1-800-572-8800 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 1-800-572-8800.
If you're a fan of Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney in the movie White Christmas, now you can see it live. San Diego Musical Theater's production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas at the Birch North Park Theater in San Diego, Thursday, December 12th through Sunday, December 22nd.
Sisters, sisters. There were never such devoted.
The stage adaptation tells the story of two showbiz buddies who stage a winter show in a picturesque Vermont inn and find their perfect mates in the bargain.
You'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Irving Berlin's White Christmas is a merry and bright Broadway experience full of dancing, laughter, and some of the greatest songs ever written. For generations, families have enjoyed the uplifting and beloved songs of White Christmas. Get tickets and information online at sandiegomusicaltheater.com or call 858-560-5740. That's 858-560-5740.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you're not sure what email is, really? You don't know what email is now? I mean, what, you got to be like 99 or 112 not to know now. Come on. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go. It was not bad. Quick check on the weather. Yeah. And then the traffic.
Look, there's a blue car.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, the road doesn't look that bad right now. It looks so old. Yesterday it was terrible. Okay, folks, here's what we got going on. Coming up on December 6th. Now, if you're not sure when December 6th is, I'm just going to go back here. I'm pretty sure today's the 4th because it's my son's 30th birthday. Okay. So I got that. So then tomorrow would be the 5th, okay? So Thursday's the 5th. Then Friday would be the 6th. Oh, nothing gets by me, man. And what's going on the 6th? An evening of hope. Oh, wait a minute. Who's going to be involved in the evening with hope? Oh, wait a minute. Israel Houghton and New Breed are going to be involved in a concert festival get-together that is going to blow you away. You're not even going to believe how great it is. It's going to be at Balboa Theater, 868 4th Avenue, San Diego. But I'm not going to give you the details because I don't know anything. Well, you guys know that. You've been listening to the show. Good for you. Here's what we've got. We've got Sandrea Jackson and Cynthia Fields joining us today in studio. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's talk about this event. Give me, do you want to go first, Sandrea? Do you want to talk
Absolutely.
First? Okay, why don't you talk to us about An Evening with Hope? Tell us what it is, what they're doing, why they're doing it, who's doing it, what's happening.
An Evening of Hope is a benefit for City of Hope Cancer Hospital and Research Center. It was born out of our philanthropic endeavors in San Diego as we accelerate our enterprise across all spaces. We primarily operate in the entertainment and sports industries, but we also look to pay it forward. And so City of Hope, through personal experience, was the hands-down beneficiary for this year. So we're excited about it. Israel and New Breed are coming to minister, and we just have a fabulous weekend planned for this event.
That is awesome. All right, so first let's talk about contact points, because everybody that listens to the show is like, okay, well, how do I get the information? What do I do? So let's talk about different points of contact. How do they get information about this?
Information about the concert can be found on our website, which is www.jacksonandassociatesllc.com. You also can get information from sandiegotheaters.org. That is the Balboa Theater website. And they have links directly into Ticketmaster, where you can purchase a ticket. So, you know, you one-stop shopping. You can go to sandiegotheaters.org, get some information about the event, and then go directly into Ticketmaster. Or you can call sandiegotheaters.org and buy your tickets over the phone.
Okay, so they can come. Oh, do you have that? Is that the 619-570-1100 number?
That is correct.
Okay, so yeah, I'm good. Every once in a while. I get it right every once in a while. That's got to give me some points for something. All right, so back up a little bit, because they're doing the Evening of Hope. Israel's going to be doing it. New Breed's going to be doing it. But you said something, and I want to key in, and I don't want to put you on the spot because I'm not kind of like that person. But you said personal connection to this Evening of Hope. How is there a personal connection?
Absolutely. In February, our chief information officer lost his wife to multiple myeloma. She was a patient at City of Hope, and through their treatment and constant compassionate care, doctors just pulled out all the stops in their efforts to save her life. They actually saved several lives. They encouraged us to look beyond what was going on in the hospital room to the broader picture, which is to assist those that may not have health care, to provide a mechanism where we can facilitate additional research in cancer research, and then to just stand with them. The whole purpose of this concert is to stand with those that are trying to make a difference with regard to debilitating diseases, life-threatening illnesses. It goes beyond cancer. There's diabetes and other illnesses as well. So we just want to play a small part in facilitating some sort of recognition of their efforts. There's more than just the patient involved. There are the physicians, the doctors, the nurses, the caregivers, and others who are part of the healing process.
Yeah.
And so we want to recognize them, provide a mechanism where, you know, the memories of those that have been lost to these diseases can be recognized, and then just have a real good time. It really is a celebration.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, do me a favor. Just pull the mics a little closer to you, just because it makes the sound just that much richer. Here's the thing. The thing that people don't realize about An Evening of Hope is all the different people that are impacted by an event that takes place like this. I don't think people recognize often that when somebody's hurting, or somebody has a cancer that they're fighting, or somebody has any disease that they're fighting, how many people are impacted. I think what people often think in their minds is, okay, well, the person's got cancer, so it's probably going to affect the immediate family, and maybe like the nurse, you know, or somebody who's
right,
like, right? I mean,
right.
They're thinking, the thinking is kind of on a limited scale.
Absolutely.
It's kind of, and when you said the word big picture, that was really a great way to do it. And I kind of, I encourage people to do this on a regular basis, to pray for a broader divine perspective.
Absolutely.
Because the impact on one person is initially for 10, 12, 15, 20. But then that second tier is 30, 40, 50, 60. And then there's a third tier, 200, 300, 400. And people do not realize those tiers don't, it doesn't just stop right there. It keeps going. It's that ripple effect.
Absolutely.
It's like dropping that rock in the water and watching those ripples go and go and go.
You're absolutely right. I remember, in fact, when Sandy received her diagnosis, and it was really kind of gut-wrenching. But you're right. It started with her getting that news. And then her husband, and Sandy was a mother of five young boys. And Craig, who was our chief information officer, happens to be my brother as well. They have five sons. They ranged from the age of 17 all the way down to 4. And so in order for him to be at her side daily, he had to juggle a job, a full-time job, and he also had to take care of his children. And so only one of them was old enough to really care for himself, but still he was very active in sports, so Craig had to figure out a way to continue to juggle that and still be at his wife's side, living out of town because City of Hope is in Duarte, California, mm-hmm. so driving from his home in Menifee there every single day for 10 months, making sure he
wow.
was so he needed help, he needed daycare, he needed someone that he could trust to watch his children to make sure that they were cared for and they got to school, still were able to participate in a lot of the sports, and then so there's tons of people that have to immediately get involved. What was interesting with us is that we created a village, and so she actually called a family meeting, all her close friends and family, and said, "This is where I am."
Wow, how hard was that?
That was difficult.
That had to be devastating.
It was devastating because at the time we thought she was going to be okay, and so she looked good, everything was fine. So she said, "This is where I am, and this is the support Craig and I are going to need in the upcoming months because this is what we're looking at." And almost immediately after that mm-hmm. meeting, she went downhill.
Wow.
And so from that point on, she was at City of Hope for several months
mm-hmm.
until she passed away.
Wow.
She spent her wedding anniversary there. The staff at City of Hope created a little atmosphere where they were able to celebrate their anniversary in her room. And so it's just like that. The unfortunate thing is that her story is not unique.
Right.
There are a lot of people that have very similar stories. And all of us, without exception, have been touched in some way by cancer. Whether we know someone, have lost someone, mother, father, child, or survivor, as Sandra.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's amazing. And people don't think about that. And so some of the people that listen to the show, you guys don't know this because this is the first time we met. We've never met
right.
each other before. But my dad passed away from cancer. I had just turned 20 by a month. So, you know, it's 32 years ago. And it's just like 32 years ago this January. And it's just like, it was, you know, people don't think about that, how that impacted. Believe me, a 20-year-old young man who's trying to find his way
right.
with no dad is, there's a lot right. of difficulty. Now, fortunately for me, I had, the Lord was, you know, heavy and strong upon me. That helped, but there were not places for me. So when you have somebody, that's making a call, like the Evening of Hope, trying to reach out for the City of Hope, telling people there are places to go that you can get support, immediate, first tier, second tier, third tier, and participating in that will change lives that will also affect thousands of lives.
Absolutely.
And I think that the big picture becomes clear. So you got Israel Houghton, who's going to be singing New Breed, which is pretty good. That's pretty good,
Absolutely.
You guys. That's not too shabby right there. And you've got this event taking place December 6th. And it's going to be at Balboa Theater, which is at 868 4th Avenue. The information, now I want to make sure we get this exactly correct. I don't want anybody to miss any of this. All right, phone number, for those that are phone number oriented, which is fine. I mean, that's no problem. Yeah, 619-570-1100. That's the
correct.
Phone number to get involved. Also, the San Diego Theater dot, oh, so sandiegotheater.org.
.org.
Sandiegotheater.org. And then they can also get information on the concert, plus get tickets. I want to hold you guys over for another segment. You don't mind, do you?
Not at all.
You're not. I mean, the ticket that you got to pay for to get out of here, it's the same whether it's 30 minutes or an hour.
Okay,
doesn't matter.
That's fine.
Even though we're going to pay it, doesn't matter. Okay, so we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and keep talking about this very important issue. Close to me, obviously close to the gals that we're talking with. Very powerful. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. This is where you want to be.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Every day in San Diego, 10,000 men, women, and children are homeless. I'm Herb Johnson, President and CEO of the San Diego Rescue Mission. This holiday season, we are experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services for families with young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in our urgent holiday appeal to provide food, shelter, and hope to homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. You can help provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great, and the time is now. Help assure the Rescue Mission can give a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. We must have your support in order to deliver these critical services. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to genesisrecoverysandiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela. New here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
2014 is the year of the pastor. KPRZ will celebrate those in ministry with 5 special events in 2014, kicking it off with the Year of the Pastor Luncheon on Wednesday, January 15th with Robert Jeffries. KPRZ will announce the first inductees to the KPRZ Hall of Faith, recognizing those who've served and strengthened the faith of the people in San Diego. It'll be a special historical day, and you don't want to miss it. The Year of the Pastor Luncheon, Wednesday, January 15th with Robert Jeffries. Register today at kprz.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Aren't you glad you don't live in Cleveland? Okay. That was just for Ohio State Ron. Oops, I shouldn't have done that so loud. Anyway, we're sitting here, we're talking with... Now, let me do this again. I want to make sure I get this right. Because the way your name comes off, Sandrea, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you very
that's
much.
That's very cool. Sandrea Jackson. I just like the way it sounds. It's just got that nice flow, right?
It's melodic.
Okay, yeah. That's exactly right, like the King James Bible version. Yeah. Melodic. I like
melodic.
That. And also, Cynthia Fields, you guys are doing a fabulous job communicating what's going on. It's an evening of hope. And Israel Houghton and New Breed is going to be ministering. There's going to be music. There's going to be, you know what's the most important part? The Lord's going to be there.
Absolutely.
And people are going to be getting together, and there's going to be a time of celebration, praise, prayer, the whole element. This is this Friday, so I don't want people to miss it. Friday. I mean, right? That's what Cameron and I say to each other. We get in on Fridays, and we go, Friday, because it's like, and it's December 6th, this Friday, 8 p.m. at Balboa Theater, 868 4th Avenue in San Diego. Two ways to make the contact. We're going to use the shorter URL because your guys' URL is too long.
It's long.
So we'll use the shorter. So the phone number is 619-570-1100. That's it. 1100, 1100. 619-570-1100 or sandiegotheater.org. That's org, not org, org, okay? O-R-G, okay? O-R-G. sandiegotheater.org. You can get the information on the concert there. Plus, you can get tickets.
That's absolutely
right on the line. So you can just do it, the whole thing, like you said. You just get there. Okay, here's what I want to hear from you ladies. How did you come to the genesis, the origin, the beginning of an evening of hope and putting together Israel and New Breed? How did this happen?
Well, it started out with an idea. We were looking to actually put together a for-profit event. And shortly after we started sitting down, putting our ideas on paper, Sandy left us. And it was in a moment of reflection, and I was by myself, and a song came to me, and the songwriter said it like this: what do you do when you've done all you can, and it seems like it's never enough? Well, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand and watch the Lord see you through. After you've done all you can, you just stand. And I called Cynthia up and I said, we need to do something. We need to do something for City of Hope. It may not be a big something, but whatever it is, we're going to stand with them. We're going to stand with those doctors and nurses. We're going to stand with the researchers. We're going to stand with all the caregivers who come in and do the very best they can to save lives, to nurture lives, to protect lives. We owe them that. And it's our way of paying it forward.
Yeah.
We are a brand new enterprise, so our track record is not long, but our hearts are. And that is the genesis of an Evening of Hope.
Yeah.
The title came later. Israel Houghton was the first and only choice, really. I mean, we looked at some others, but in terms of being able to package this, looking at what we were trying to accomplish, his message, the power of one. If you have the power of one, you have the power of many. And so we rejoice in that. And we're just excited that they accepted our invitation and they will be with us on Friday night.
Wow. That's cool. I mean, that's cool. And now I'm not, this is not to put you guys on the spot, but I'm just, do you know where that song you were quoting, you know what passage that's from? There's a passage in the scripture that talks about after you've done everything, just stand. It's in Ephesians chapter 6, mm-hmm. just before the armor. It's just, you got to stand there. And then it goes, launches right from there into the armor. And
absolutely.
It's just like, after you've done it all, man, just stand there.
Just stand there.
Why? Well, first of all, God's much better at this stuff than you.
Yes, just, he is.
So
yes,
you just go is. And start there. You're not going to be doing bad. And that's one of the big things we talk about on the show is that you're not doing God any favors by showing up on Sunday and Wednesday night. It's not like he's like going, oh, I feel so much better. I'm just like, let's try that 24/7 thing. Let's try that picking up the cross every day, daily. Oh, yeah, that's a good one right there. All right, so Evening of Hope, really important. And there's a couple of reasons why. And I think everybody can kind of hear what's going on with our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they understand. You know, when my father passed away from cancer, and it was a very unique cancer. It was one of those, you know, I mean, the story is like a whole 2-hour show kind
right.
of thing. It just left me in a place of, I don't know, you know, a kind of attitude. Whereas City of Hope, in the way that they're approaching it, is they're giving a kid like me the I don't know answers or the I don't know direction or that I don't know insight. And it's not just the people that are going through the process, but it's the surrounding circles and it's the encouragement, it's the life lifting. And it's also understanding that hope, by the way, just so you can understand hope in its great context, in the book of Hebrews in chapter 6, it talks about hope being the anchor to your soul.
Absolutely.
And if you think about that, it's just such a great passage because it's like, you're in a boat and the winds are going nutty and things are going crazy mm-hmm. and the wind is coming in. You don't know what's going on. And the anchor to your soul is hope. It's like,
when the storms of life are raging.
Yeah. There's exactly right. I love that. I love that process. Mm-hmm. So everybody getting involved, participating in a concert, not only are you going to get blessed, which you'll get blessed. I mean, that's going to be a tremendous time for worship and ministry and prayer. You're also going to get the opportunity to minister in your participation, which is not often you get it to do it.
Absolutely. Kind of,
you get it both ways. You get it. It's like I get the cake and I get to eat it. Wow. You know, you get both of these. All right. Let's go over these contact information points again. Phone number 619-570-1100. That's 619-570-1100. You can also go to San Diego Theater.org. The concert is Friday, December 6th,
8 p.m. So we're talking about 2 days from today at 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. Sorry. And it's at Balboa Theater at 868 4th Avenue in San Diego. And we've just been having a really good time. And you guys have put this together as a ministry plus a calling. Plus, yes. what you're supposed to be doing, like life skill at the same time. I just hope and pray, and I want to hear back from you guys. I want to get a report on how it went. I want you to at least send me an email. Just send it to davidspoon@kprz.com. Say, hey, we had the concert. It was like this. It was like this, and I'll kind of share that on the air.
We'll let you know.
You know, because I'm kind of looking forward to that. Oh yeah, I mean, how are you going to go wrong with Israel Houghton? How are
you
gonna,
can't.
You're not going wrong there. That new breed. It's like, come on, that's cool.
Right.
That's a great job. Nice work, ladies.
Thank you very much.
Very good. All right, we're going to take our break. We're going to come back. By the way, at 3 o'clock, just to warn you, we're doing the Bible Baloney Beatdown. Sorry, got to do it again. It's going to be taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. You don't want to miss this one. It's a mind blower. We'll be right back.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.